Earlier this week, the CDC reported the number of measles cases in this country has reached a 25-year high. But it is much worse in other countries. According to the World Health Organization, more than 110,000 cases were counted around the globe in the first quarter of the year, a 300% increase over this time last year. And the country where it's the worst, Ukraine, where Dr. Katerina Bulavinova is working on a vaccination campaign for UNICEF. And she joins us now from Kiev via Skype. Doctor, welcome.
Hello, hello.
So there were 70,000 cases of measles in Ukraine in the last year. Compare that to the 700 or so in the United States. Could you give us a sense of the scale of the outbreak where you are?
Yeah, the scale for the moment for 2019, the outbreak is growing, and we have already around 44,000 cases only in this year. And we have also 16 deaths already reported attributed to measles in this year only. So apparently, outbreak is growing.
And according to the World Health Organization, only around 42% of babies were vaccinated against the measles in 2016. Is that why you're seeing this outbreak?
We are seeing the outbreak both in adults and in children. And it's very difficult to stop the measles outbreak because it's extremely contagious. And because I have to say that to stop the outbreak, you need to have real consensus in society where everybody agree with each other that this is a very dangerous disease for which you don't have a treatment. And then everybody have to get vaccinated very quick as possible. And then you can stop the outbreak.
In this country, vaccine hesitation is one of the reasons, or the main reason, why measles is roaring back. It is not a fear that is based on science, but are you saying that in Ukraine, this is also a problem? People are afraid to get the vaccine?
I would say that attitude to people towards immunization is growing better and better, and we see it in the research. However, we have a very interesting issue with the healthcare workers who are not always united in their opinions about immunization and who over-medicalize immunization quite often, making it quite difficult to get this as a service. For example, people are sent to very unnecessary blood tests, urine tests, some consultations of some specialists, instead of making this very simple nurse procedure. So it's a bit overcomplicated. And when doctors are so serious about something, it puts more hesitancy in patients.
I see. What about this war with Russia along the eastern border of Ukraine? Has that caused part of the problem?
I wouldn't say so, but obviously for people who live very close to contact line, there is break in services for primary health care because a lot of healthcare workers left. And everything is not that easy. But however, I don't think that it has a big impact. I think bigger systematic issues are having impact. For example, in Ukraine, there is no consolidated decision whether you can go to school or kindergarten being not vaccinated. And definitely schools and kindergartens are now the places where infection is spreaded because there is a mix of unvaccinated, vaccinated, and then people think that they have, for example, influenza, and then it turns out to measles. So it's about big systematic things.
What kind of work are you doing to change that and to get people vaccinated?
First of all, we do big awareness campaigns. We talk to people about it in the most simple language as we can to all different target audiences. For example, recently we started talking to religious leaders in one of the regions of Ukraine. And we were talking to them through their own patient experience, through their own risks being among people. And we work a lot with healthcare providers. And now we would like to focus on universities because it is very important that information on immunization is provided in a correct, evidence-based way in the medical school. Because unfortunately, a lot of medical schools in Ukraine are providing incorrect information on immunization. And basically, young doctors are quite often anti-vaxxers without any good reasons just because they were taught badly.
Well, because your outbreak is so large, it has been blamed for fueling outbreaks in other countries, for example, Israel. Can you explain to people in the United States why they should care about what's happening in a place that seems very far away, frankly?
I actually think that the world is extremely small now, and people are so much, you know, traveling, and you can have direct flight from US to Ukraine. So I think people should take it seriously, and traveling to other countries where outbreaks are now, get their supplementary additional dose of vaccine, especially measles vaccine, because it's so easy to bring measles to your own country. And if collective immunity is very high, the coverage is sky high, then the size of outbreak in another country will be small, you know, because it will be spreading only in the small pocket of people. But if in your country the coverage is low, for example, like in our country, so if measles comes, then it attacks everybody who is not protected.
That's Dr. Katerina Bulavinova, who's working on a vaccine campaign in Ukraine, the country with the most measles cases during this global outbreak. Doctor, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.